Exclusive, ZOA, Biden joins Obama, Carter as one of the most hostile presidents toward Israel. By Joshua Klein on July 19, 2022. President Joe Biden is one of the most hostile presidents toward Israel, according to Zionist Organization of America. ZOA, head Morton Klein, who blasted the U.S. presidents receiving a major award from Israel during his stay in the Middle East in light of his numerous policies undermining Israel's sovereignty and security, including the distribution of hundreds of millions of U.S. tax dollars that will go towards aiding and abetting Palestinian terror. Following the president's visit to Israel last week, the nation's oldest pro-Israel organization released an exclusive statement to Breitbart News addressing Biden's reception in the Jewish state as well as his failed foreign policies in the region. Last week, Israel wrongly gave President Biden a major award, the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor, for his great lifetime friendship with Israel, Klein said. But Biden has joined the ranks of former presidents Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter as one of the most hostile American presidents toward Israel. Klein also recalled the president's history of anti-Israel positions. Early in his career, Biden regularly threatened to end aid to Israel if it built Jewish homes in eastern Jerusalem or Judea and Samaria, and had even issued public condemnations for any subsequent construction in those locations, he said. Biden also regularly voted for anti-Israel nominees to important posts, he added. He then panned the president for pushing the Jewish state to accept a Palestinian state based on suicidal conditions. Recently, Biden again demanded that Israel return to the suicidal 1967 Auschwitz lines, Klein said in reference to a full Israeli withdrawal from territories Israel captured and liberated in the Six-Day War. He also blasted Biden's demands to open a Palestinian consulate in Jerusalem, eroding Israel's sovereignty there, as well as his having dangerously urged an end to security checkpoints and falsely compared the Palestinian Arab situation to Ireland's situation with Great Britain. Other offenses Klein noted were the president's having ignored sanctions placed on an Iran that pledges to destroy Israel and having held a friendly press conference mainstreaming Palestinian leader and terrorist dictator Mahmoud Abbas, who pays Arabs lifetime pensions to those guilty of murdering Jews or Americans. In addition, Klein called out Biden for giving over $1 billion in U.S. aid to the terrorist Palestinian regime and UNRWA, which teaches Arab children to hate and murder Jews, while the UN relief agency continues to hire Hamas terrorists and makes no concrete demands of the Palestinian Arabs. The ZOA had concluded by claiming Biden's trip apparently satisfied accused anti-Israel squad members, Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Rashida Tlaib, DME. Though bigoted Israel haters Reps. Omar and Tlaib opposed Biden going to Israel, his statements and actions surely brought a smile to their faces, Klein said. The Biden administration's policies on Israel have largely been viewed as a failure, especially in light of former President Donald Trump's successful approach in the region. In December, former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo boasted of the Trump administration's achievements in the Middle East, including brokering monumental peace accords between Israel and Arab states while bringing Iran to its knees. He also warned that the Biden administration is seeking to reverse the historic progress we brought to the Middle East and that the pro-Israel accomplishments we've worked so hard to achieve in recent years are coming under attack by this administration. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.